60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, who's ready to gag a little bit? I know
what?
I am.
Oh, what? I hate gagging.
Me
you know,
too.
Our grandparents had it pretty easy. They'd listen to music like this. The milkman would come once a week, drop off a few quarts of whole milk right at the doorstep. And if the husband was away, probably have sex with mama.
What?
Then things started to get complicated. And they introduced skim milk. Then it was 2%. And then it's just all been downhill from there.
Got
almond milk, soy milk, cashew milk, coconut milk, rice milk, hemp milk. But apparently, there's a new trend in milk that could be coming very soon.
Don't tell me, because I was literally at the store the other day, and I couldn't find just milk. I'm like, just give me regular milk. I'm like, I don't want vanilla, soy, almond stuff.
Regular milk is out.
Where's the regular milk from a cow?
Yeah. Cockroach milk is in.
Ew. What?
Yeah.
Cockroach?
Cockroach milk. It turns out there's a species of cockroach in Hawaii that makes milk. And researchers say it's even more nutritious than cow's milk.
How do you milk a cockroach?
And that's what the question. Do they hooked up to little machines like cows?
Yeah, you got to sit down, milk them. I don't know. They're trying to figure out how to mass produce it because that's the problem. Milking millions of tiny cockroaches isn't easy.
Oh, okay.
But there are a lot of companies who are working on bringing that technology to the market. Well, and who knows? One day in the near future, you might be drinking cockroach milk on a regular basis.
I just feel like this is an insult to cows. They're like, listen, we've been doing this job for a long time.
Are we not?
I feel
like
it's an insult to humans. We were born drinking human milk.
Yeah,
but
that's
then
true.
We don't drink it once we get older. We go to every other animal, including cockroaches now.
True.
You're saying you want to go back to the human source?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's what we were designed to be drinking.
Okay, so we'll start milking women more often.
I'd rather drink a mother's milk than cockroach milk any day of the week.
Seem gross to me.
I don't know. Mother's milk is very sweet.
It's delicious.
And very
so nasty, though.
Very packed full of stuff.
Nutrients.
Human fluids. Human nutrients.
Oh, really? You could try drinking some human fluids. Trust me. All right, let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come to the studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked at the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose is drawing a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who did you get?
I got Brooke.
Lovely.
Right. Brooke's getting the shock collar while she's putting that on, Jeff. Please read Brooke the shock caller question of the day.
Hollywood movies have had a lot of famous kissing scenes over the years, but some are definitely more memorable than others. And recently, a nationwide survey asked people to vote on the most romantic movie kisses of all time. After the votes were tallied, number three was the Pottery Wheel kiss in the movie Ghost.
Yes.
Number two was the spaghetti kiss in Lady and the Tramp. But what was voted as the number one most romantic kiss in cinematic history?
Oh, wow, man.
The number one. Do you already have an idea?
I do.
What do you think it is, Jose? You have that face that you know.
Well, it's the first one that comes to mind, but it's the only one that comes to mind. I mean, I don't know. I want to give you a shot. I think you should get it.
Tell me.
I think it's pretty obvious.
What do you think it is?
You don't remember? It's an action movie.
Oh, Spider-Man upside down kiss?
In the rain and the upside down Spider-Man kiss. I mean, that's the only thing I remember from that
movie. You think that's more romantic than the Ghost movie, though?
Well,
I mean, yes, I will say it's an iconic kiss. I'll give you that with Kirsten Dunst. Isn't that who it is?
Yeah.
Yep.
But the most romantic kiss ever, and it's Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst?
The ghost kiss was dramatic, but the whole scene was very romantic. I think that it builds up to that one kiss in Spider-Man.
No, what about The Notebook, where they're kissing in the rain?
That's a good one, too, though.
It's always rain. It has to be a kiss in the rain,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Like, there's got to be water.
I don't care how wet we are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bring it here.
Who cares about the elements?
The kiss in The Notebook is pretty epic.
I mean, yeah, that definitely would compete with the Spider-Man.
What about
kiss?
Pretty Woman? Was there a kiss in that?
No, they Ever? Don't kiss. That's the rule, right?
Oh, that's right.
I mean, I think they do kiss eventually.
They do eventually.
I don't remember, yeah.
He does things to her, though, that you think about that movie and you're like, she's a prostitute.
Yeah.
I was thinking also, is there any Titanic kiss? I know they're on the front of the boat and then they get hot and steamy in that cab car.
They have to kiss
but
in
that's
that,
the
yeah.
hand.
The car, though, with the hand, right? Yeah, it wasn't necessarily on the.
All right, I am going to go with The Notebook.
Notebook.
Notebook kiss.
Good answer.
Recently, a nationwide survey asked people to vote on the most romantic movie kisses of all time. After the votes were tallied, number 3 was the Potter Wheel kiss from the movie Ghost. Number 2 was the spaghetti kiss in Lady and the Tramp. And the number 1 most romantic kiss ever is from a famous 1990s film when Jack and Rose finally smooch while standing on the front of the Titanic.
Did they kiss?
I don't remember them kissing.
Oh,
I remember
think
them
she
being...
leans back.
She leans
she
back
like
and kisses
weird,
him and she's like, I'm flying.
Yeah, that's
I
the only part I remember
the front
from
of the
it.
Boat, but I didn't realize that it was a kiss.
I didn't know either.
The Notebook's rain kiss was only down at 11.
What about Spider-Man?
Spider-Man's was number 7.
Okay.
What the hell?
That was an infidelity kiss, Brooke. It's disgusting, okay? She was engaged. Not cool.
I think Rose was also engaged.
Even worse.
Okay.
Double infidelity.
You got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Prince kiss. That works. So whenever you're ready to sing that.
You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cruel to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign.
Nice.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.